It just didn't work.
Yep. I could not get comfortable. So I would get to sleep for a little while and then wake up.
I just had that dumb thing where my brain wouldn't shut off. And so when I did eventually fall asleep, it was like really light sleep, and then I woke up super early. Toka Tuesdays, they still
it
do that?
It is Toka Tuesday. We'll see if Tony Toka is on the air. Wow. Looks like it.
Fantastic.
He's got some fill-ins here and there, you know, when he's out.
Right.
Doing whatever, whatever.
Outliving.
Out asking people in person what they are smoking on. It's late enough, we're leaving late enough that hopefully we may actually hear him take calls on the subject of getting high on drugs.
What they smoking on?
Yes.
How often is it something other than weed?
Never.
Okay.
I thought about calling up. So I'm smoking Hubba Rock, smoking that Boo Rock.
Smoking all this dust.
I'm getting messed up on rock cocaine, Tony. Just straight up dust blunts over here. I don't know.
Do they just talk about like what strains
yes,
of weed?
Yeah, it's right. Always just like, oh, the OG Bubba Kush Diesel Sour Patch.
Some of that fucking strawberry delirium, son.
Some of that blonde ambition.
Some of that sports.
Smoking on that sports. Oh, these lanes are all fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's raining, so I can't see shit. Fuck it. We're gonna die.
Just follow the white car in front of you. All right, don't
okay,
anymore.
No,
just
I'm not
yeah.
Do that anymore. Yo, they call me Sean the Scared Homie. They call me Sean the Scared Homie. Sean the Fed Rolling. Sean the Rapid Farms. You know, normally when we're in a fucking tag team riding situation, the questions get saved for the bridge. But, you know, maybe if people got questions, maybe...
Maybe we just throw them out there?
Throw them out there if you see anything.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
Maybe tomorrow, well, maybe one of these days we'll take some calls or something.
Yeah. I'm gonna drive in separately on Thursday because I'm having dinner with my dad afterward.
Okay.
I think that's the only night I'm doing that though. So.
Alright.
Josh Lowe says, "Hi, Alex." Hi, Josh Lowe. Tuka says he will not ask questions until we are on a bridge. So.
Fair enough. Rules are rules.
I will let everyone know when we are on the bridge.
I think Dave might want to ride with us on Friday.
Okay. Real Danny Hibiki asks, how tall is Troy Baker?
I don't know.
You didn't see him today, right? That was like Dan saw him.
Yeah, I guess he was. Yeah, he was on that GameSpot show.
Yeah, he was on the lobby. I will ask Dan tomorrow how tall Troy Baker is.
I feel good about the status of that list now.
It's better now.
I spent the day fretting about it, but not having good solutions. Seems like we banged out some good stuff there.
Yeah, sometimes it's just about forcing a few people to stare at it long enough.
Yeah.
Collaborate.
Yeah. It did not help that I was playing the crew for a lot of the day and being
that's
unhappy about that.
That's no way to live, man.
There are things about that game that are potentially really good and smart, and I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I don't like any of the driving.
Yeah.
And it's a driving game. That seems sort of like a problem. Play your pop corner. Rock corners with hot blocks. This truck infested. Price the best rap in Brownsville. Don't know me. By the time this song done, you clowns will. Hurt something, nigga. Know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Grown man rap, nigga. Get my son to fuck one of y'all young rappers up. Word to mother. Fuck out of here. Word to mother. Where was I? Oh, yes. Sean Carter is nice, but Sean Price is the best. Sean gone. No Sean Dawn. Sean is a dawn. I don't wear Sean John. Army suit, blackberry brandy is Long John's. Matching cheese Tim's, you separate weed stems. Weed carrier, bulletproof vest tester. Clock is spray just the left of Rockaway and Chester. Too old to rap, too young to whack. Two fingers, two hands, my nigga, the guns clap. I don't like niggas no more. Eight finger dreams, nigga, what the figure is for. These are words from a thousand niggas. Someone cracking the peas, disguising some I fuck with somewhere down the line, but I got my shit in order. The crown is mine. Yeah, I think we're gonna make this early night tonight. Yeah.
Tigger says he's going to start watching Lucha Underground tonight. You should definitely do that.
Oh, is today? Is it on tonight?
I don't know.
I think it was on Wednesday. Anyway, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think there's some episodes that are like on demand.
Time shifting television. You could do that.
Yeah.
Time shifted.
Even if you can only find the version in Spanish, watch that too, because that is also surprisingly good.
Do they? How do they handle the between scene vignettes? They just dub over it in Spanish.
No,
they reshoot them.
I think they're reshot.
Wow.
Like it's all just them talking in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
The only part that I guess they do separately is the commentary, because
right.
Like all the cutaways, like when they're near the commentary table, it's always Matt Stryker and Vampiro.
Oh, okay. So it's you still see them.
You still see them whenever you're like it's during a match, but whenever they cut away to the commentators talking, it's the other two guys, and it's always like a static shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I see.
Bob Barker asked, does Dr. Tracksuit vape?
Dr. Tracksuit doesn't believe in smoking. Anything.
He's more of an inhaler, like a just full-on, like inhaling matter.
You know, yeah, yeah. He's, you know... He's a man of medicine.
A medicine man, if you will.
Yeah, a medicine man. So, you know, I think that there's some vapor-based medicine that Dr. Tracksuit would probably all for. Vicks Vapor Rub, for example.
Yeah.
But, he says, stay in school, don't smoke.
Luke Donahue says, hey Alex, have you heard who is guest starring in tomorrow's episode of South Park? I have not, so if you want to tell me what that is.
I did hear about this, but I already forgot.
Okay.
I remember someone being like, ugh! And then I remember shrugging and going, whatever, who cares? But I don't remember who it actually was.
It's PewDiePie.
Oh, okay.
So this entire season of South Park leads me to believe that they just spent the last year reading a lot of game blogs.
Mm.
Like, they did an Oculus episode. They did a freemium games episode.
Yeah.
Like, I think while they were finishing up that game, they've just been reading a lot of games media, and they just decided to write an entire season around the shit they've been reading.
Yeah.
It's a really weird, really weird season.
Do you still watch South Park?
I do. It's not always great, but sometimes they hit real good. Still.
Yeah, it seems, you know, like, totally capable. I just whatever.
Things that I really like.
It seems absolutely well made. I don't really have anything bad to say about it.
I think it's just really good as fan service, because it is...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's...
It is a coherent game that is well made on top of being really good at pandering to the shit that you remember from the show. Like, I get it's a fairly simple RPG, and, you know, like, the leveling systems and stuff are pretty simplistic, but it's fine. It does what it does pretty well, I think. I don't know. I really enjoyed my time with that game. I was also blown away that it was good because of how long they fucking spent making it.
Yeah. And then you just start to think about, like, other South Park games and how great those were.
Yeah, South Park 64, man.
I want to say there was some story about that game being made in 7 months or something.
That sounds reasonable.
That it was, like, slathered by...
That's true of a lot of Acclaim games.
Yeah. Devil games are published by Acclaim, like how
possibly,
are
you? Yeah.
Exactly. They were willing to put... What were they turning down?
Fuck shit.
Yeah.
Because literal dog shit is the only thing worse than a Dave Lang video game.
Yeah. Man has some balloons. This guy has some fancily tied walking into this liquor store in a part of town where you would not expect.
Too heavy heroin on.
That's Harry last summer.
No shit.
Yeah.
Him and Jim.
All right. May have been the only other one I had heard of.
Yeah, as much as I would love to see Slow
Post Machine, maybe. But I think they're still together.
What, really?
Yeah. I think Toast Machine might still be together.
I mean, Toast Machine is two dudes,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
Sure.
I told them that when I got the invite, I posted on the page that I was not going to pre-order tickets until they confirmed You Know My Name. You Know My Name as a headlining act.
And they have not done that yet.
Raid, competition, vape. It's the most decadent competition in all of sports. You got your... Bubbleberry Bliss with a 2% mixture. And then Banana Bomb Berry. With like an extra, like, extra strong mixture.
At some point, the competitive nature of humanity is going to be our undoing. I'm quite certain of this.
Yep. Even though I have no interest in smoking anything.
Right.
I'm torn about vaping.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, on one hand, I should embrace it as it is futuristic and one step closer to, like, cyberpunk fucking fiction.
I mean, we have electronic cigarettes, for
God's
sakes.
Yeah, we have electronic cigarettes that some of them glow blue.
Yeah.
When you
you're smoking a fucking computer.
You're smoking a goddamn computer. You're putting the fucking ones and zeros into your goddamn bloodstream and then punching deck with the best of them. Straight up Dixie Flatline style. The vast majority of people who are interested in vaping are fucking terrible.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's just sort of this thing that we should be able to celebrate because it should be super cyberpunk awesome, but a lot of fucked up people make it something that no one should want to associate themselves with.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's plenty of people that can sidestep that garbage and just go like, whatever, man, I'm vaping.
Yeah, and not make a big thing about it.
Yeah.
Like, that is my predominant issue, is like, it's not with the concept of vaping, but the people who need... Make it a necessary, like
yeah.
function.
Well, it's the people that treat it the same way, like, weed people get into weed, or fucking craft beer assholes, or wine drinkers. Like, that whole thing of just, like, this is my rig. It's fucking dual coil setup. I keep an extra battery. I'm ready to fucking go, man. It's fucking... I can adjust this if I want a stronger draw for extra decadence. Fully decked, bruh.
So I live in a neighborhood that is replete with hookah lounges.
Yeah, okay. Are those all fronts for worse stuff?
Some of them might be, because a lot of them are empty all the time.
Okay, yeah.
So I assume they must be up to some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know... There are just a lot of people with increasingly elaborate hookahs just sitting out on the fucking street, just hookahing it up.
Why?
I mean, you know, there are a lot of Middle Eastern people that live in my neighborhood, and there's a cultural element to that.
Yeah,
that
okay,
I understand.
Yes, yeah.
It's the doofy, loud college kids that are doing it that kind of make me a little more irritated.
Is it the sort of thing you got to set down?
Well, they are. They're sitting at a table. It's like on the outside of the...
Of the lounge.
Of the lounge.
Okay, all right, all right.
Yeah, that's more what I'm talking about.
I was going to say, like, they're waiting for a bus and they brought a hookah with them. Like, fuck that.
Yeah. So I'm used to, like, elaborate smoking devices within my general periphery. You know?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yet I still find that vaping shit just completely irritating on every level. Like, if you were making a show of it, I don't want to know you. That is my feeling on the vape thing.
Yeah. Chris almost exclusively vapes now, I think. Like, he stopped smoking regular cigarettes.
Mm.
He says his lungs feel better and all that other stuff. I mean, he's probably filling it full of all sorts of way worse shit.
But I say again, the act of vaping is not what I'm
mad
about.
Yes, exactly, yes.
It's the people that turn it into this weird fucking... Well, in this case, like, you know, it's like a competition. The idea of a vaping competition is...
Who is the best vapist?
Is offensive to me on a physical level. Monkey Stick just said V Sports, and now I want to fucking die. Now I just want to fucking die.
Yeah, V Sports. Virtual sports. Virtual vape sports. Yeah, nothing wrong with vaping, the act.
No.
It's vape culture.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I think it's and that's generally my problem with everything, is the second you attach a culture to it, I hate it. I'm sorry. I hate culture.
Hey. You're not a joiner. I get it. Neither am I.
You know, I'm a little bit of a loner.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. I gotta write my fucking radio thing.
Oh, yeah. That thing. Gaming Minute. What are you writing about?
Probably the crew.
That's a game.
That's a game. That's what I wrote about it. So that's a game. If the servers are working, it's a game. If the servers are not working, well, it makes cool car noises at the loading screen.
We're about 2 minutes or so from the bridge here, if people want to start getting their questions together. Get some bridge questions going.
Yeah.
Should actually just be about the state of video games right now, and it should just be the audio from all the fucking hell videos from Event Horizon.
Yeah, okay.
Here's an update on the status of video games. Just unbearable screaming and Latin. And that's been Giant Bomb's Gaming Minute. Think that would play?
Maybe. It's a little more conceptual. It's a little more production work. I think we normally do, so probably need a little more advance notice before we got into something like that. Maybe next week.
All right.
It's funny, when I recorded the Assassin's Creed one, I knew it wasn't going to go up for like a full week, and had this moment where I had to make a call, like, I'm talking about how broken it is, but would it be fixed by then? Will this be crazy?
Yeah.
I said, let's roll the dice. Turned out to be fine.
Yep. Start up the Giant Bomb vaping minute.
It's just the sound of someone vaping.
Yep.
They say the name of the device they are using, the flavor of the vape, of the e-juice, of the e-liquid, of their liquids. And then it is a full minute of savory, decadent vaping.
Mm.
And then the end of every one is someone saying, hey, you can't smoke inside. And someone going, chill out, it's only vapor. Boom, that's it.
All right, guys, we're about on the bridge here, so start firing off your bridge questions.
Yeah.
Or don't, whatever. I'm not going to force anyone to do anything here. Mr. Mike says, Alex, detail the best French fries you've ever had. There's a place that delivers to my apartment. It is primarily a place that sells gyros and other Mediterranean fare.
Yeah.
But their fries are some of the crispiest, saltiest, best goddamn French fries I've ever had. It's called 31st Avenue Gyro. They are super good. You should get them if you live in Queens. I don't know. Those fries are delicious.
Mm. Yeah. I had some Wendy's fries recently that I was pretty fond of. And some McDonald's fries that I thought were all right.
Yeah.
But I don't have any fanciful fry stories.
Gasper says, with Beast doing bad game stuff like Bus Simulator or and ACU, while Bomb handles most of the bigger titles. I like the implication that ACU is not one of the bigger titles. Are you planning on leaning into that as the kind of stuff or style for each GB team? No. I don't think there's anything especially conscious about that. It's just that Vinny has a tendency to find really amazing shit on Steam. But that is not something we are especially leaning into. I think the only guarantee is that we will probably handle a lot of sports games because that is sort of my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no.
No, the eventual goal, once everything's kind of up and running, is to have, you know, complimentary styles, like complimentary content, and I want to try to find something that we do together, like once a week.
Yeah.
Some sort of joint thing. I don't know what that is, but something like that. What is he? Is he taking calls? No, not yet.
Random Hajile? Hajil?
Okay.
He says, what do you guys think of AC Victory, especially considering that it's going to be the Freedom Cry team doing it?
I don't care.
Yep, alright. I care a little bit. I did like Freedom Cry DLC okay. There were parts of it I wasn't super fond of, but I liked that it was different. I'm like a little bit disappointed that they're going with yet another European setting. Like, I kind of wish they, like, when they were talking about doing the China stuff with that standalone DLC for Unity, maybe they would try and branch out, try some other locales, but, like, I ain't mad at Victorian England, like, that could be cool, I guess, but there are, like, five games, at least three games coming out next year that have semi-Victorian aesthetics, so I don't know.
I don't know how much, like, I want to play a game where it's just like, here's a bunch of fancy people and you get to kill some of them.
Yeah.
Like, no.
You know there's going to be a Jack the Ripper mission in there somewhere.
I guess. This song is about weed, so I think he's getting to a point where he's going to play some music and start taking some calls. And we're in luck.
Sushi X says, how bad will Jurassic World be? God, that movie looks terrible.
I haven't seen the thing.
It looks horrible.
What is it?
It's... the premise, I believe, is that Jurassic Park has fixed its problems and is now a successful theme park. And so, because of that, the people who work for the Jurassic Park company decide that they're going to create a fucking hybrid dinosaur for no fucking reason.
Like a person?
No, just like multiple dinosaur DNAs mixed into one thing that, of course, goes hog wild. And then that's the horror.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then at the end of that, there's a shot of Chris Pratt on a motorcycle with hunting with a bunch of raptors. Like, the raptors are with him. They are his hunt pack.
Nope.
That movie looks really stupid.
I don't know that I like Chris Pratt.
I like him, but...
Hello?
You on the air, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm smoking on that AK-47 right now, dog. How you been?
He's smoking on that AK-47.
Shade 45, hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's the deal? What's good? This is Mike from Boston, man.
What's going on, Mike in Boston?
Shit, just puffing. I just did a dab and just smoked a blow with my girl some bomb.
Okay, that's cool, man. Enjoy that shit. Y'all be in Boston December 20th, Boston.
That's cool.
I'll be there.
Yo, content.
You're on the air. What's up, cuz? What up? You're on the air, Shade 45. What's going on?
What's good, yo? What types in Boston?
That's right, Boston heavy duties.
Hell yeah, you already know. I'm running on that blueberry headband right now with you, Tony.
I caught the, I missed the shit, second man. Word. There was a blueberry in there.
I'm gonna be in Boston on the 20th. Saturday.
Where you gonna be?
It's a Saturday night, and the name of the spot is called the Middle East.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I know that spot's in the bridge.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday.
I know Middle East. That's like 2 blocks from Harmonix's office.
Smoking.
It's one of their best venues, one of the best music venues around there. Well, Johnny Touch is there. Fantastic. Freddie Prinze Jr. believes he said blueberry headband, which,
oh,
that sounds
yeah.
great.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think that sounds right. Now. Edit the drops. Just, you don't have to use everything they give you, Tony.
Bob Barker keeps asking me if I think tanks are people. I don't know why that...
Of course they're not.
I don't know why that is happening, but no. They're tanks.
Yeah, that's a pretty cut and dry kind of thing, I think.
Dusty Morgan says, if you could think of a weed strain best used for playing video games, what would it be?
Straight indica, bro.
Yep. Smoke some of that fucking raspberry techno bowl. Some of that Bo Jackson shit.
Oh yeah, get that Bo Jackson.
Get straight fucking diagonal on
shit
that shit.
This is double-ended. It's football and baseball. It can do it all.
Bo knows weed!
Yeah.
You're disparaging the good name of Bo Jackson
what's
here.
What's up, smoker? You on the air? What's
You've been
up?
Tired for years, man. That dude's probably fucking stoned half the day.
I'm smoking on a 4-foot-tall Puerto Rican guy's dick right now, y'all.
All right. It's a good strain.
Shag for me. Yo, was that these short? Yo, hello, you on the air. Caller, what's up?
Yo, man, I'm in Austin, Texas right now,
smoking
some of that Willie Nelson,
bud. That Willie Nelson. I got that Willie Nelson, man. 10:45, man. Got the whole country stoned at
I
once.
I just want to shout out all the smokers, that's it. That's all. What y'all smoking on.
Good shit.
Smoking on G.
That's it, probably. That's it. Shade 45, what up? You on the air, smoker. What's good?
What's up, Tony?
All right, what's up, man?
I'm busting out, smoking some San Fernando OG.
That's it, man.
This is definitely the kind of patience you develop when talking to a lot of stoners for a long time.
Good. Great, good going.
So she actually wants to know what the number to this station is so we can call him out and shout out to Dave Lang.
I don't know.
Yeah. Warp Tune asks, yo, Jeff and Alex, how do you keep playing games and avoid the burnout, especially with so much poor software coming out for these new consoles?
Well, they don't make burnout anymore.
Yeah.
So know, it's unfortunate. Criterion is not really a large team anymore, as I understand it, so.
I cry a lot. Kind of gets it out, you know?
Yeah.
Makes it a little more, makes life a little more tolerable.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's just,
If you love the medium, you put up with the bad times.
Yeah, I mean, it's cyclical like anything else, like wrestling.
For that rare, like, 3-week period every 5 years when wrestling is amazing.
Yeah.
It's worth putting up with the rest of it.
No. Wait, what are we doing?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, like, I think on some level, you know, I'm interested in the coverage aspect of it, and doing that stuff is interesting regardless of the quality of the game. Like, I'm interested to know how these multi-million dollar projects came out, and when they're terrible, it's just like, wow, that's fucking crazy. Like, I like good games, but
it is sort of fascinating to sort of try and reconcile the major failures as well.
Yeah, like, my, you know, ultimately my job has little to do with if games are good or not.
Yeah.
Like, I can do my job either way. Sometimes it's a lot of fun when they're really bad.
How many times did the crew hard lock on you today? Anthony Bernal is asking.
Because
he's had a hard lock on him several times, I guess.
So, the thing I was running into is I would start a mission and it would never go into the mission. It would just bring up the mission details and then just get stuck there. That happened a couple of times. I never had it, like, just straight up lock or crash, but that happened to me a couple of times. Shaman, the witch doctor, leave your whole body stone like Jimmy Hoffa. Don't stop her, cause once I go underwater, I go lower than Davy Jones' locker. Double G's a showstopper, headbanger, the door rocker. Mix your mountain like pasta for sure. Lead the one and only gang bacteria. So quarantine in your media area. And it only gets scarier. Aerial attack, mosquito, malaria. There's no sparing ya. Procrastinate, I'll assassinate your character. Palm terrier, shoot to kill like Tom Berenger. If I ain't high, I'm not. Shout out to Tom Berenger. All good rap songs rapping about Tom Berenger these days. Hot commodity.
This goes well with your recent substitute discussions.
It's a great movie.
It is. Still is.
Yeah.
The Substitute was a popular movie and still is.
Uh-huh.
Claude Rollet, motherfuckers.
Yep. Billy Forsythe.
This is Eminem, and you're listening to the Smoke Out Mix. So am I, and I'm high right now. And I probably shouldn't be, but I am, right here on Shade 45.
I feel like every single drop that Eminem did for his radio station is that same brand of, like, like, self-aware. Like, try to do something wacky with it. Or being super straight about it. To make it wacky that way. And they're all kind of terrible.
Yeah. I think I realized recently that I have absolutely no interest in anything Eminem wants to do from here on out.
I am just about there with you.
I think Eminem is going to be one of those things that I look back and I say, yes, I understand why I loved this when I was like a teenager and in my early 20s. I think I'm kind of done.
Well, it's like, for me, like, the telling thing, like, I still think he is, like, an incredibly technical
yeah,
rapper.
His flow is still fantastic.
It's interesting.
Yeah. But Vanilla Duchess all day.
Vanilla Duchess.
My nigga
smoke with
one lung. Vanilla Duchess.
I just don't care about anything he has to say anymore.
Yeah.
Shade 45, what's good?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, what's the deal?
It's your boy Mouse, man. I'm out in L.A. I just left a motherfucking In-N-Out burger. I'm smoking a bourbon backwood filled with that blueberry, DJ Short blueberry, that indica, that heavy, hard to find. Paramedics fighting for you. Who's going to win? The hands of time
or the hands of medicine? Don't cry, witness your fate. This is your way. Jesus. Walk by your casket, spit in your face.
There's a lot of words that guy said.
Spent a lot of time considering how this phone call was going to go.
Yep.
Hello.
You on the air,
Tony,
man. What's good?
Always killing it, Tony Toki. You always doing it, man. Smoking that legalized weed out here in Denver. All y'all out there in them other states need to stand up. Oh, shit. I got a bunch of bullets in the bag of guns. I pass them to my niggas. Come on.
Pardon me. I got a question of life now. Look at the nigga next to you right now. Yeah, like there was some, you know, like they just put out like a greatest hits album or something with like a B-sides, rare, like a, it was like a Shady Records 15th anniversary project. So like one disc was a greatest hits, one disc was like new material from people on the label.
Yo, what's
right.
up? You on the air, what's good?
And,
Shade 45, who's smoking?
Hello?
What's going on?
What's up? I'm calling from Maine, where we got some of the best medicinal smoking at MOB right now.
Oh, snap. You know you're the first lady to call me tonight?
For real? That's yeah. a shame.
That's real. That's real. You know what? I appreciate you calling. Roll call. We want to talk to all the female smokers out there right now. Fellas, fall back for a second. All my ladies that smoke their own, they do their own rolling their own shit, buying their own shit. I only talk to the ladies right now. That's it.
What? Can't get there. Yeah.
Well, it's part of the promotional thing for that album, or maybe it's on one of the songs or something. But
it's Montana. You check it out. Smoke out mix with Tony Touch. You already know what it is. We got the $3 bags over here, girl.
Smoke. That's where my money all right. goes.
Like you got, you know, in one of the things he's, you know, he's rapping, and he said he wanted to like punch Lana Del Rey. And it was
that Iggy Azalea thing.
And like people got all offended and bent out of shape, and I was just like, I mean, yeah, I guess. But at the same time, that's what Eminem has been all along.
It is.
And now when he says it, it's like Marilyn Manson, like latter-day Marilyn Manson. I think this is like, oh, you're just like, you're still attempting to provoke, and you haven't learned any new tricks.
Yeah, that's more what it is for me. Is that it feels like him trying too hard.
He seems like the sort of guy, like, and it's, you know, again, like I don't really have much bad to say about South Park, but he seems like the sort of guy, like based on, you know, the era where he was just doing Cartman impressions in every song.
Yeah,
like he seems like the sort of guy that's like the pinnacle of comedy for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Not the ladies right now that got their own shit.
And it's like, man, if Eminem was just like a little bit more diverse in his tastes, I bet he would be an even better MC, and he could still be interesting today.
And if you were a little less concerned with just trying to be provocative for provocative's sake.
Sure, yeah, that's, yes. That's something that works when you're getting started, and that was he was coming out in a time where that was very much happening, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, whatever. Like, you sound crazy, old man.
Yeah, I think that it's just like a way worse look when you're fucking dad aged.
Yeah. Well, he was dad aged from the beginning.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, he's like 42. Like, nah. This. Like, I get
middle
it, I get it,
need to be
you know,
up
like,
at some point.
Saying you want to, you know, saying that you don't like pop acts and you know, some violent things you would do to pop acts, like, got you here.
Yeah.
But it just sounds lame. Sad.
Hello? What's going on?
Oh, not much. Smoking them loud.
Smoking that loud?
Yep.
Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Lansing, Michigan. I want to shout out Jessica Reggie's. Join the movement.
Okay, love. Smoke your shit. Shave 45, hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on, man? What you smoking on?
Nothing.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm
out here.
Yeah, what you smoking on?
Some Skywalker and Kelly.
Skywalker and Kelly?
The Valley, San Fernando Valley.
Damn. Yo, hello? What's going on?
How you doing? I'm calling from D.C. Calling to let you know I'm smoking on that loud. Me and my boyfriend chilling, having a good time.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you, Ma. Thanks for calling me.
I appreciate your station.
Thank you. What you smoking on, nigga? What you smoking on? Shit. You know this Tuesday shit's your favorite shit. You smoking
indeed
with me? Hello? Shay 45, what's up?
What's up? We calling from Detroit City. I'm smoking my old shit. Rolling my old shit. This Micah.
Mm-hmm. You in Detroit?
That's what's up. Detroit City.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, it just started raining hard. Grown at home, sunk and blowing balls, nigga. I'm from BGH, but all my weed from California. Can't find no remote control. That's how you know I'm stoned. All you do is call me. I got all the weed, the papers, bones.
Mr. Frank has maybe my favorite question in a while. Why are these people smoking reefer? Why aren't they calling the police?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that, sir.
Probably call the cops on all of them.
Yeah.
Call the Detroit police and tell them that someone on the radio said they were smoking weed.
No, Lansing police.
Oh, yeah. No, the last one was...
Oh, is that with Detroit? Okay.
Detroit City.
The one who said join the movement was from Lansing.
Yeah, that was... Yes. Yes, see if Detroit PD has anything more important going on tonight. Or they're like, wait a minute, what? Someone's smoking reefer? We're on it. Feds raid the station, get the phone logs. Everybody's going to jail. They should do more shows where people call in and admit crimes.
Yeah.
I'm shoplifting right now. I got like 3 Transformers and a bag of Oreos down my pants.
I'm out here stripping copper wiring out of this old factory.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I am driving off at the pump after filling up.
What's good? What's good, Tony? I'm out here setting fires to old folks' homes and shit.
Yo, Tony Toka. I'm downloading Guardians of the Galaxy.
Shade 45, hello?
Hello?
You're on the air, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Shade 45? This is Julie. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas. I'm on the highway cruising with my husband. He's smoking on that loud. Just enjoying the evening. Listen to your show.
That's awesome. This one's for y'all. This is for you. So all you gotta do is try. Trust me, girl. Trust me, girl.
Bad songs about weed.
I think that woman says she was smoking and driving.
Sure, probably.
That's not a great idea.
What up, Tony? I'm outside this window looking in at this family sleeping.
Thinking about going in, don't know, you know, it's pretty chill.
You know what it is, you already know. Oh shit, okay. Alright, next call.
Hey yo, Tony, I'm out here. Out in Belgium, assassinating Archduke Ferdinand and shit.
Oh, you know what it is, Ferdinand, that Ferdinand. It is no fucking joke on rain right now.
This is a rainstorm.
This is like, I don't want to drive. now. We're pulling over. We're going to take a nap. You and me.
Oh, man.
That's right. I believe that this song was written by a stoner.
I'm gonna say more than weed contributed to this song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This guy flipped on his hazard, so you know it's serious.
Yeah.
But not actually serious.
Not at all.
There's two cars pulled over. I'm putting on my hazards. Help. This is my least favorite rap flow in rap flow.
That real halting kind of.
I'm a go to it. Hey, win now. Ah.
Really? Do tell.
I'd like to know more.
This is not a very good song.
No. There are a lot of bad rap songs.
There's no amount of weed that you could feed me that would make this song alright. Technocrat asks, are there any heroin raps? No, because everyone just falls asleep before they get to the fucking mic.
Cage has a song about shooting heroin.
But not one that was probably produced while on heroin.
No, probably not. I'm sure there are plenty of songs that were produced while on heroin.
Sure.
Maybe not that much hip-hop, but... But what's it called? Shoot Frank by Cage.
Yes.
This song. Maybe not as celebratory as some of the songs about weed can get.
Yes. I like insects when I'm insects and blow it down and sit back. First ball call the insects like you woman high up on that out. Me, I'm high up on my stamina. Bust nuts like every hour. All that bitch, she come and get me. When I'm rolling, moving swiftly. Off the molly, ain't no probably. Fuck your drawers, I eat your Vicky's. God, your lips is purple. People are now talking about like PCP rap and how that would just be a lot of shrieking.
Yeah.
It would just be like that fucking Illy video.
Yep. I watched that again for the first time in a while.
I tend to watch it about once a year.
Yeah. Serena Altschul. The doctor, did you smoke something, buddy?
On that illy
smoked illy,
yeah.
I wish I could find a higher quality recording of that news.
There are none. I've looked everywhere.
The same warbly fucking third generation VHS tape fucking put on YouTube.
Yeah. No, believe me, I've been looking for that for years and it has not appeared yet. You know that's in the fucking CNN tape library somewhere.
Yeah. Was it CNN or like 60 Minutes or something?
I thought
it was Network.
It was 60 Minutes.
Like ABC or...
Well, if it's 60 Minutes, that means that's in the CBS library. We can fucking find that. All
right. I don't think it was 60 Minutes. I think it might have been ABC.
She does work for 60 Minutes now, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Serena Alshul is for real. Meanwhile, Tabitha Soren is nowhere to be found.
She takes a lot of photos. She like married someone who's very wealthy and just kind of is a photographer and kind of hangs out.
Yeah, good for her. That
is my understanding. And Kurt Loder, of course, is a mass murderer on the loose.
Yes. If you see Kurt Loder, run.
Run.
Kurt Loder's on Twitter a lot, usually complaining about things. I don't really know what his main thing is, though. I don't know what he does.
John Norris. Complains about John Norris a lot.
Yeah.
That fucking guy. I feel like this has just descended into a collection of songs I don't especially want to hear.
Yeah, well, we're almost home, so we might as well just endure it. For the hope of more weed calls.
Yeah. There's a Wiz Khalifa song about weed.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to say it's called Blowin' KK. It might be called KK.
So this isn't the song he did with John Cena?
No.
Okay. I'm told they never should have let John Cena spit with Wiz Khalifa.
It's true. And the hook in it is him just going, blowing KK, blowing KK, blowing. I don't know if it's KK blowing or blowing KK, which order it starts in. But KK blowing is my favorite Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And it is, every time I hear it, I can't stop thinking about
weed.
No, Animal Crossing.
I mean,
it's my anti-drug. Oranges. Catching bugs.
Mr. Mike says Serena actually works for CBS Sunday Morning, not 60 Minutes. Okay. That is sort of different, but still, that's still news.
Should we get a guest top 10 list from her?
Yeah. I mean, her email is probably somewhere in that database, so we need to dig it up.
Yeah, probably is.
See what Phil Simms' favorite fucking games of the year are.
Yeah.
The K cast of NCIS's top 10 games of 2014.
Drew Carey's top 10 pricing games. The yodeling one, just written over and over again. Freaked out there for a sec.
What?
It's a barbecue grill out there on the street, like, free take this.
Mm-hmm.
But the shape of the barbecue grill was just enough like a small arcade cabinet that I went, what the fuck?
Did someone just fucking throw one out there or something?
Down there with a dolly rolling it in.
Consoling it the whole way back.
Who would leave this out in the rain?
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
God damn it.
Alright.
Alright.
We're here.
We're here.
That has been another drive home. Tomorrow, more of that, probably.
Yeah, tomorrow, more of that, driving away from home and to home.
Yes.
Both.